learning and improving your French with this podcast, 3 tips for using memory to learn a foreign language. Let's go! Hi, English speakers who want to learn French. Welcome to my blog, fastfrenchlearning.ch. And thank you for listening to this podcast. I invite you to subscribe to my newsletter if you want to receive the free ebook, 12 Tips to Learn Language Effectively. And you can subscribe as well to my Instagram account, my Facebook account, and my Twitter account, and the links are below the podcast. Thank you. So let's go with this article, 3 tips for using memory to learn a foreign language. When you learn French, do you know what types of memory you use? What types of memory are involved at different times of learning French? So, there's the short-term memory. The short-term memory is a temporary memory, so less than 1 minute, of very limited capacity. About 5 elements and more or less 2 elements, means 3, 4, 5, 6, or 7 elements. It has the function of storing data. And for example, it allows hold the phone number before giving a call, read, be interrupted, and repeat the paragraph or phrase where I was, where I stopped. Remember the beginning of this sentence while continuing to read it. Now, the short-term memory is the first step in longer-term memory. If we want to learn information, we can engage in a voluntary learning process, means repeating the information many times to store it in the long-term memory. So repeating the information to pass them from the short-term memory to the long-term memory. There's as well the working memory. It is a sophistication of the short-term memory. And the working memory is a temporary memory, so less than 1 minute, the same as the short-term memory, of very limited capacity, about 7 elements, as the same as the short-term memory. So it's more or less 2 elements, so 3, 4, 5, 6, or 7 elements. It has the function to store and simultaneously work data. Badly, according to the definition of badly, working memory is a system that temporarily holds and manipulates information while performing tasks such as understanding, learning, or reasoning. It's essential for performing cognitive tasks. For example, it allows performing any mental operation that consists of classifying, organizing, ordering, prioritizing, sorting, comparing data. Listen to a speech while taking notes. Remember a few words in a foreign language to be able to structure them into a sentence that makes sense. And we are capable of such performance thanks to our working memory. So you can, to summarize, you store a data and you manipulate it. So what's the difference between the short-term memory and the working memory? The short-term memory is the ability to retain data for a very limited time without being manipulated. When these data are manipulated, transformed is the working memory. There is a management function related to the working memory, but absent from the short-term memory. The short-term memory can operate independently of long-term memory, working memory is fundamentally related to long-term memory. Short-term memory can operate independently of working memory, and working memory needs short-term memory to function. The long-term memory stores information almost permanently. It interprets them, recomposes them, reorganizes them. Its main role is to store permanently, or almost permanently, relevant information from short-term memory or working memory. So for example, it allows to remember the address of your home, your place of work, and remember vocabulary words, sentence structures to communicate in a friendly language. So now let's see how to use memory in language learning. So we're going to see 3 tips. Transition from short-term memory to long-term memory. Repetition allows to pass, for example, a vocabulary word from short-term memory to long-term memory. The more I repeat a word of vocabulary, a sentence to integrate its structure, the more I repeat a conjugated verb, the more this information will be anchored in my long-term memory. They will go from my short-term memory, where I can remember them for a very short time, to my long-term memory, where I can remember them all my life, or almost all my life. So for example, a word of vocabulary, I want to remember the word a chair, which is une chaise in French, or a sentence to integrate the structure. I eat apples in French, je mange des pommes. Je is the subject, mange is the verb, and des pommes is the complement. A conjugated verb, for example, the verb eat, conjugated in the present tense. Je mange, tu manges, il, elle mange, nous mangeons, vous mangez, il, elle mange. In English, I eat, you eat, he, she eats, we eat, you eat, they eat. We need to consider as well the amount of information. The amount of information can be affected by the length of words or sentences and the emotional importance of the information. So it's better to, when you learn French, when you learn a foreign language, to begin by remembering short sentences with few words at first, and little by little, when you feel more comfortable, increase the length of words and phrases. So for example, short phrases, je mange des pommes, I eat apples, or a long sentence, je mange des pommes avec mes frères et sœurs, I eat apples with my brothers and sisters. And another thing which is very important is to learn words that affect you emotionally, which have an emotional meaning for you. It facilitates the memorization. For example, if you have pain in the back, it will be easier to remember the sentence j'ai mal au dos, I have pain in the back, rather than the sentence j'aime la soupe, I like soup. If I like the mountain, it will be easier to remember the sentence j'ai fait du ski cet hiver, I went skiing this winter, rather than the sentence j'ai fait du bateau à voile cet été, I went sailing this summer. The last element, which is important, is the group information. The information is grouped together and makes sense. The amount of items we can memorize increases. For example, vocabulary words, for example, using the lexical feel of the sea, je suis à la plage, je vois des îles, des bateaux et des goélands. I am at the beach, I see islands, boats and girls. Four words from the same lexical field are grouped in this sentence, in one sentence. Plage, île, bateau et goéland. Beach, islands, boats and girls. It's easier to remember them in if they belong each to the same lexical field. It's done. Thank you for listening to this podcast. And tell me in the comments what you think about this podcast and about this subject. And I will reply you. Thank you very much. Bye.